So from the right hash mark, 34 yards away, Will Lutz steps into the football and puts it up and through. The former Georgia State product provides our first score of the game. So on will come Matt Bryant to attempt a 28-yard field goal from the left hash mark. This one is up and through, so it's a battle of field goals thus far. Freeman is the running back, the tailback in the eye. Everybody in tight along the line of scrimmage. Run it left with Freeman. Walks in, touchdown. Excellent lead block by Derek Coleman from the fullback position, chopping down Marcus Williams and leaving a big lane for Freeman to scamper through for the touchdown. First and 10 for the Saints from the 26 of the Falcons. Breeze throwing near sideline. Catch made by Tommy Lee. Stays on his feet. Dives in the end zone. Touchdown. Ryan, who's been harried but not sacked. Empty in the backfield. Pumps twice and he throws an interception. This is going to be Marshawn Lattimore right side. Inside the 40. Inside the 35 and down to the 29-yard line as Marshawn Lattimore steps in and intercepts the football. Here's a quick pass inside the 30. Yeah, the ball is free. The Saints have it, and they do have it. They come away with it as Hooper was the intended target, but the Saints have now gotten two turnovers in two plays. It comes away in the hands of the Saint defender, Chris Banjo. Third and goal from the one. Breeze does have two touchdowns rushing out of the shotgun. Now he bobbles the snap, and he's got a receiver wide open to the goal line, and there's Michael Thomas for the second time in 2 weeks with the touchdown as the Saints take advantage of the early turnover, the interception by Chris Banjo. Ryan out of the shotgun, retreats, can't find anybody, going to scramble around with a football, throw on the run, back of the end zone, it's going to be intercepted. Marcus Williams intercepts the football and decides to bring it out. He's knocked out of bounds inside the 10-yard line, and the Saints want to get together for a selfie. Saints showing blitz up the middle with their linebacking core. Ryan retreats, steps up and delivers. That's an easy touchdown reception as it goes to Mohamed Sanu at the back of the end zone for an 8-yard touchdown strike. So on will come Matt Bryant to attempt a 52-yard field goal. Snap, placement, kick on its way, has the leg, and it is good.
First down, Saints. It's a first down. Atlanta takes its first timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout.
So the Saints with a gutsy fourth down call. Breeze sneaking it for the first down with 1:47 to play and trailing the Falcons 20-17.
Well, I don't blame them for the call. I mean, I would have ran it power. That's the play that they opened up and they were able to have some success with. Atlanta's doing a lot of movement. So when you talk about your zone offense, it's hard to cover up a zone. I know Quinn wants them to look at this play again, but that ruling would have to come from upstairs. You can't challenge inside of 2 minutes.
Drew Brees with 31 game-winning drives in his career. Hopeful of having another. He throws over the middle, and the catch is made in traffic by Ginn, and he is really massaged.
Wow.
And he's not going to get up anytime soon.
At least he's moving. He took a big-time shot, but he held on to it.
Oh.
Wow, Teddy Ginn. He knew he was going to get hit. The ball didn't pop out. He held on to it, and he's walking off. He's got some hurt ribs, man.
That's an 11-yard gain, and the Saints have a first down with the football resting just outside the Falcon 10. Man, this has been a brutal game.
Yeah, you talk about it, and that player may even get a little taunting there because you can't stand over and look at a player like that. But Ted Ginn Jr., he came down with the ball. Jim, he held on to it. He's walking on the sideline. He threw his helmet down. He's mad because he got hit in the ribs, but, man, did he hold on to that football, and that was a heck of a catch.
Let's go to Christian Garrick for a River Parish Disposal Saints sideline report.
Jim and Deuce, as you guys know, and I've already pointed out how brutal this game is for the Saints in terms of injuries, but Sean Payton, typically they turn in about 6 or 7 plays to the league to review and look at and explain. I think after this game, he might turn in the entire game footage.
Well, if they can gut out a win with as many guys being down and players just stepping up, making play after play, I tell you, Christian, it is impressive for them to even be in this situation right now.
You're exactly right. Each team with two timeouts remaining. First and 10 Saints at the Atlanta 11-yard line. Play action Breeze. Going to throw it in the left flat. This is Willie Snead, the seldom used Willie Snead, who's taken down inbounds right around the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
Yeah, and Atlanta calls another timeout on that play. Willie Snead is coming in motion, and he runs like a circle route. And the defender stays with him because he is in man-to-man, and now you're going to have Ted Ginn Jr. to come back in. Atlanta's going to use one of that timeouts. They want to try to save some time for their offense. I don't know what play Sean has left. I did get to look at the play sheet yesterday.
I saw that.
There was not a lot of plays on there. So it's something that they're going to have as far as they run a lot of. But he's going to need one to get him at least 11 yards.
And down here, you'd always like to have one play you haven't shown. The Saints just used up one to Willie Snead. Let's see what they can do here on second and 10 from the Falcon 11-yard line. Breeze retreats in the shotgun, throwing, and it's going to be intercepted 3 yards deep in the end zone, intended for Josh Hill. And the Falcons' Deion Jones, the former Jesuit High School star and LSU Tiger, who's got great range, goes up and picks it off for his second interception of the season, and this might just have saved the Falcons' season.
Yeah, they were trying to run a seam route to the tight end, and Deion, he just showed great. He went up high for that ball, and, you know, I would have loved that ball to be a little bit higher from Drew, but Josh Hill doesn't even really get the jump, and Deion goes high, and he catches it, and, you know, it looks like that they seal it for the Atlanta Falcons. And the Saints, you needed a play. You put it on your quarterback. You showed a great effort. Ball needs to be a little bit higher. Deion Jones goes up pretty good there. That's at least a 30 to 40-inch vertical that he goes up. And the Saints, I think, have two timeouts, so it's not going to be enough.
Falcons get the ball on the turnover at their 20-yard line. Ryan up under center, handing off to Freeman. Freeman protecting the football, surges his way forward just beyond the 23-yard line for a pickup of three.
Jim, we go back to the first half. Remember that field goal that we made that didn't count? How big would that have been if you'd had that field goal, and now that last drive, all you need is a field goal to win the game?
Yep.
Penalties. You put yourself in position to win it, but penalties.
Well, you cannot say enough about the gritty effort the Saints have turned in tonight. It would have been unbelievable to win this football game here in Atlanta, considering all the people the Saints lost. Give the Falcons a lot of credit. They're the more desperate team. And Deion Jones turned in a wonderful leaping interception, falling on his back as he did so, as Freeman loses the football.
The Saints may have recovered. Atlanta got it there at the end, but that was a fumble.
The ball is loose momentarily around the 26-yard line and covered up.
Oh, Sean gets a penalty. Sean comes out and he gets a penalty. Oh, man, that's automatic first down. Sean has had enough of those refs, and he came onto the field, and they gave him a penalty, so that will for sure do it.
Yeah. Looked like it was Wes Schweitzer, the right guard, who recovered the Freeman fumble. And it's a frustrated and tired bunch of Saints.
Yeah, I mean, Sean feels like that no calls have went his way, and he has had enough. And, I mean, he literally came out there almost to the numbers of the field, and that was Mike Motti. It was also a helmet-to-helmet there by Tyler Davidson, and that ball popped out. And the Saints were close.
Onyemata was close to it.
Yeah.
But it remains in possession of the Falcons.
11 penalties to four. Mm-hmm. 11 penalties to four.
And big ones against the Saints many times. So Ryan, up under center, will kneel and back away. And they will have to run it one more time. And the Falcons will have escaped with a hard-fought, punishing victory against the Saints. These two teams will meet each other in two more weeks in New Orleans this time. The Falcons, who were two games in back of the Saints prior to tonight, kneel with the football for the last time. Sean Payton runs to midfield to congratulate Dan Quinn. And this was one bruising football game that deprived the Saints of some of their best players. And got to hand it to the Falcons. They run their record to 8-5 in a game they really had to have. And in bruising fashion, they got it. 26-yard touchdown pass breeze to Tommy Lee Lewis. And that's tying up the score at 10 in the second quarter in a bruising defensive battle. It was 10-10 at the half, 17-10 New Orleans in the fourth quarter. But a touchdown Ryan to Sanu tied it at 17. And then a 52-yard Matt Bryant field goal gave them the lead in the eventual victory. And that's the end of our game with the final score, the Atlanta Falcons 20 and the New Orleans Saints 17. We'll be back in 60 seconds on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.